Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. And another day of motivation and empowerment for you. So today, we will talk about gratitude, humility, forgiveness, sprinkle in a little praise, talk about the peace concept, and then finish up with the relaxation technique. So as we begin our show, we always start with the empowerment pledge, and that pledge is, I will work on myself. And that is saying, I will simply work on myself. I will work on my issues, my hurts, my concerns, and even my pains. And I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. And all you want to do is practice developing the tools that make you a better person. Work on the inside of you. Change the things that you know you need to change. Just put forth effort every day. I have to then acknowledge that I am growing, that I'm changing every day. And so as I continue with support and assistance, I strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. And as I become a better person, and as I make these acknowledgments about change for myself, I begin to change and grow. And I become a better person each day. And it's just one day at a time. The process is just one day at a time. Working on yourself, growing and changing. And so if you would just take the time to sit down with yourself every day, you can do it. And that's the empowerment pledge. Make a pledge today to work on yourself, to create some goals, and to challenge yourself to become the best person that you can be today and every day. And that's how it works here. You just have to begin to work on yourself and do the things that you know you need to do to work on yourself and change. So as we get into our morning and we get into our day, if we could begin to start our day, to begin to think about ways in which we can begin to grow ourselves spiritually in a place in our lives where the first thing that we do when we wake up in the morning, as we open our eyes to another day, is begin to say thank you, to give praise, to be thankful, to be humble, and to say thank you so much. So what you want to do when you first wake up in the morning is give praise and worship. And that's just saying thank you. Thank you for so many things. And that praise and worship is just saying thank you so much for allowing me to have the benefits that I have, to have the life that I can experience, to have health, have a home or a car. But when you take all of the material possessions away, you want to be thankful that you were given another day. You want to be thankful that you were given this life. And so you want to enjoy your life. You want to use your life for something that is more along the lines of your purpose. And that's what you need to find. And so every morning you begin to praise and you begin to work on yourself and you begin to grow. And you begin to say the things that will allow you to begin to become humble and to begin to do things for others more than you want to do for yourself. It's called selfless. And as we transition from being selfish individuals to selfless people, lives change. When we care about each other and we love each other, the world changes. We have to teach our children to love themselves, to respect themselves. And so as you continue to give this praise and thanksgiving, set yourself aside for a moment, your ego, and say, thank you for my life and my health, and that I have strength in my body. And can you give praise for just being? Can you take a few moments to just give praise and recognition of the things that you do have? Can you be thankful that there's a sun, and that there's air, and there's water? Can you humble yourself for just a moment and become thankful that you can breathe? Become thankful for the trees, the blade of grass. And so as you drive by your community today, see the trees, see the skies, see the sun, and become thankful. And right now, give praise for the sun and the light that it gives. And can you acknowledge the benefits that you've been given in your life? Become thankful right now for the benefits that you receive every day by just living. The gifts that you've been given in your life, that you had clothing and shelter all of your life, that sustained you thus far. So that's what you want to do. That's what you want to be thankful for. And then you begin to intercede on the behalf of another, praying for and blessing those who need prayer, help, and assistance. Send out prayer to someone. Take a moment to send out a special prayer to someone who's in need. Someone you know is hurting. Someone you know needs a helping hand. Someone you know needs mental and some emotional support. Someone that you know need a shoulder to just cry on. And sometimes you can't be there, but sometimes you can just send up a prayer. And so let's take a moment to send a prayer to someone. Bless you. Now, let's continue on. And so now it's time to ask for something for yourself. After you finish interceding on behalf of someone else, now you ask for yourself. So you've already put yourself second already. So you continue to humble yourself and ask for what you need, ask for what you desire, ask for assistance, ask for divine guidance, ask for divine revelation that will lead you to your purpose and your goal in life. And after you finish interceding on the behalf of others and asking for something for yourself, then stop. Humble yourself and be quiet. Quiet yourself, quiet your mind, and become silent and listen. Let's listen. Are you willing to humble yourself and praise every day that you can be quiet enough to hear the still voice within you? Can you humble yourself long enough to quiet your spirit, quiet your body, quiet your mind, and listen for divine guidance and revelation that will take you to where you need to go in life? Just quiet yourself. Do this for a few minutes every day. Breathe in. Just let it go slowly. I feel good already, don't you? Okay, let's continue on now. As a part of our praise process, what we also do is we begin to go into a process of gratitude and humility. And so we humble ourselves and we're grateful for the things that we have in our life, our health, our strength. We continue to express gratitude for everything that we can think of. So find something right now to be grateful for. Find something right now to be humble for. And find someone to forgive. Find something to forgive yourself for if you need to. Forgive others and allow them to release that hold that's on your mind about an event from the past. You don't have to live in the past. Humble yourself right now. Become thankful for your life. Just take a moment to become humble and thankful. Become grateful. Become thankful. Humble yourself. It's the practice of humility that makes us better people. We have to know when to be humble and practice it every day. making ourselves better and stronger. That's what you want. Practice forgiveness every day. Let some things and some people go. There's no reason to hold on to negativity. All you have to do is change yourself. You don't have to always leave a situation. Sometimes you have to let the feelings and emotions of the situation go, and then everything else changes around you. It's like Martin Luther King said, Dr. Martin Luther King said, judge a person by not the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Do you have a humble spirit? Are you willing to humble yourself? Are you willing to practice forgiveness? Are you willing to be grateful every day? Can you develop that character in your children and in your relatives and in your family so together we can change the world just one day at a time? That's what it's all about. That is what empowerment, that is what motivation and inspirement is all about. It is the empowerment and the inspirement that gets people going, to get people changing. You have to be inspired and empowered. That's why the empowerment is so important. So we're going to change ourselves just one day at a time. We're going to practice working on ourselves today and every day. And so today I want to introduce you to the peace concept. The peace concept is a simple practice that we do each day and that I practice in my life each day to begin to become better every day. And so the personal development concept is one where you begin to work on yourself. And so the personal development idea is that I will focus on myself. And this is the same way as I will work on myself within the pledge. The peace concept talks about having peace within an individual from the inside out. And so you're developing peace by working on yourself, working on your mind, working on your feelings, working on your moods, working on the things that you know you need to work on and change about yourself. So what is the one thing that you know you need to work on and change about yourself? The question is, can you be honest and humble enough to ask yourself the question, what is it that I need to work on and change? What is it that I know I need to work on and change about myself to become a better person? And if you continue to ask yourself that question, your life will begin to change because you will find the answers. So I ask again, what is it that you need to work on and change? What is your personal development goal? I will work on myself. How will you work on yourself? Well, within this concept, it's simple. I will put forth effort. And effort means to simply try to work on your goals. And all you have to do is simply try to work on and change and grow yourself every day. It is as simple as that. I will work on myself. I will simply try to work on myself to reach my personal development goals. How will you do that? I will demonstrate my ability to put forth effort. That's all you have to do. It is the ability that is shown in your daily efforts to work on yourself and change, to reach a goal, to personally develop. You have to simply try to work on yourself to put forth effort. That's all you have to do. And putting forth the effort is the demonstration of your ability on a consistent basis over and over again to do what it is that you say you're going to do. And the more that you do that every day, that you're striving to grow and change every day, your life changes. And so then the questions become, well, what do I really want? And if you know what you really want, then you go after it. And so you cannot want hurt. You cannot want difficulty. You cannot want strife. You can eradicate that with your thinking by becoming a better thinker, changing the way that you think, and working on yourself every day. And so as we continue to go through this process of demonstrating our ability, then we begin to come to a place where we can emancipate ourselves from situations. We can grow and change from any lifestyle or any living condition. You can do that by just working on yourself, setting a goal, simply trying, putting forth the effort every day to demonstrate your ability to become a better person, to emancipate yourself, to free yourself. And so every day we're working on freeing ourselves. I'm working on freeing myself, freeing my mind, freeing my body, freeing myself from the tethers that hold me back, from the mental concepts that hold me back, from the mental conditioning that hold me back. See, we have conditionings about color in this country, race in this country, and we're all the same. On the inside, we're all the same. What makes us unique and different is what we look like on the outside, and all of that should be cherished. There should be no difference between what a person looks like, because it really doesn't matter, because you are not who you are on the inside. You think you are yourself on the outside, but you're really the individual within. And so if we could get past our feelings about race and color and just accept people for who they are without judgment, then the world would be a better place, because no one is better than anyone else. And can we teach our children to love any individual and respect any individual? And that we pass this on, and that we reduce the negativity and the hurt and the pain and the frustration of the world. We reduce the greed by sharing. We reduce the hunger by sharing. We reduce the poverty by sharing. This earth was made for all of us, and it is our duty to share with everyone, the resources with everyone. This place was made for us. And as we continue to work on ourselves and develop, maybe one day we can change the world by changing ourselves, where we can have a place that is beautiful in all ways, that the rainbow of people can hold hands and live on this earth in harmony. Wherever you are, let there be peace on earth and peace within people every day, everywhere. And so this peace concepts, and there are three more, that will allow you to become excellent in your life in different ways. And so we'll talk about that as we go forward. But today it is the peace concept of personal development, which means simply trying. And if you just put forth effort, if you just simply try to work on your goals today and every day, you will demonstrate the ability to change and grow just by your simple efforts every day. And that's how it is. That is what it is. And then you will emancipate, and you will be free, and you will feel good. I feel good today because I am practicing every day of working on myself. I'm not perfect. No one is. But we work on ourselves every day to become a better person. So imagine 1 year from now, if you consistently work on yourself, working on changing, working on growing, what would you be? Where would you be? That is the question. Where would you be if you were able to focus and work on yourself every day? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to teach you how to focus. We're going to teach you how to create balance in your life. And we're going to teach you how to have faith in your own self and in your own abilities as we move forward with the process of empowerment. So join me for a few moments of quiet reflection. And what we do at this point in the day, or any part of the day, you just want to settle it down again. You want to have parts of your day where you just kind of be quiet. You don't do anything. You just breathe. And you listen to your breath. And you just blow it out slowly. And you feel your breath. And you feel it release. And you breathe in. And you let go. And you relax. And you breathe, and you just let it go. And just relax your body. Just take this moment to mentally relax your entire body with your mind. And breathe in. Constantly monitoring your breathing. Just letting it flow in and out. Blowing it out slowly, relaxing your mind, relaxing yourself. Just breathe and relax and let go. Let go of your worries. Let go of your cares. Let go of some of your negative thoughts and become peaceful on the inside. Just breathe in. There are no deadlines, no commitments, no obligations. There are no responsibilities. It is just you. Just you. No appointments. Know where you have to be. Just sit still with yourself and relax. If you can continue to work on yourself just like that, take a few moments every day for quiet relaxation, time where you just work on yourself, ask the questions that need to be asked, no emotions, no moods, releasing attitudes, releasing negative thoughts, loving yourself. That is what it's all about. If you can practice, just try to practice quiet relaxation every day. Just simply try to practice quiet relaxation and you will have it. And so that's what we do every day, working on ourselves. And so as we begin another day of motivation and empowerment and working on ourselves, remember to go out to the website, www.theempowerment.weebly.com. We have a lot of different things that you can do. If you like to read, it's a wonderful place. If you like to listen to some music, we're at Marvin's Garden out there. Finding you every Wednesday, 3 o'clock. So we have a lot that we're offering. We have Empowerment Night coming up, and you won't want to miss that. We'll tell you more about that. We also the Harriet Tubman Day is coming up as well. So become motivated, become inspired, become inspirational in someone's life. Take your life and put it on fire, change it. When you change yourself, we can do it, you can do it, and we can change this world together. I'm Marvin Rome, and I hope that you are motivated, inspired, and empowered. Have a great day. Love on somebody, respect yourself, and be good. Till next time. Peace.